When it's time to sell, it's time to sell. And that's the time that it is right now. When it's time to sell, it's time to sell. Write it down. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Instant Illumination. When it's time to sell, it's time to sell. Now, Ellen, our CEO and big wheel here, who makes things run smooth as a charm, it's time to sell. Okay. I had my associate here write the words down. When it's time to sell, it's time to sell. And he wrote them down in Italian. Now, he has come from Lugano, and he's visiting with our Lugano friends here, who are very special. Now, as we were sitting here finishing our lunch, the telephone rang, and a man called, and he said he would like to buy everything we have. And Ellen, unfortunately, didn't mention that everything is for sale, you know. We'll sell this place for $8 million, too. Wouldn't that be a fair price? Well, yeah. 104 acres here with 6 houses and 4 retreats.
And good people?
Oh, we go with it?
Oh.
Oh, hey, cool. Cool. That's interesting. Well, when it's time to sell, it's time to sell. And so the man said he wanted to have all of our books, everything we have for sale. And I said to him, did you sell him the courses? Did you tell him about the University of Healing, the University of Philosophy, the Absolute Monastery programs, our seminars and our retreats and things like that? And she said, no, I haven't got a list of those. And I said, well, that's the thing we want to do. We want to make up a list of everything that we have for sale, because then when someone calls and says, I want to buy you out, I want to buy out, you know, we have to be ready for $1 billion buyout or $100 million buyout. It just depends on what they're going to buy it out as, you know, because we can always resettle. We're a philosophy. We're not buildings. We have lovely buildings here. We have lovely houses, and we have a couple of houses we're not even using. We have them just for our retreat guests. But the thing is, people say, well, why don't you rent them out? Well, this is a non-profit corporation, and we don't have them as rental property. If we did, we would have a different tax structure. So what it is they're just for our students and for our guests and our friends and things like that. But when it's time to sell, it's time to sell. Always remember that. Always remember that wherever you go, that when it's time to sell, it's time to sell. If anybody came up to me and said, hey, I like your car. And of course, people would do that because I like my car. Whatever I like, people like. Don't. People would come up to me and say, I like your car. And I'd say, okay. And they'd say, I'd like to buy it. I'd say, okay. I'd say, what's it going for these days, this model of Expedition? And they'd say, well, maybe about 18,000. And I'd say, well, it's more like 30,000 to me. And they'd say, well, not for a 99. And I'd say, well, to me, it's worth at least 30,000. Because this is the most blessed car in the universe. It receives our blessing every time we drive it, and everyone who sits in here. This is a blessed car. Oh, I want a blessed car. Here's 30,000. You see, I didn't hold out for the price. I held out for the value. And when we hold out for the value, people come and are willing to pay the price for the value that we have. When you are not worth anything, then you don't put much of a value on yourself. You know? When you're not worth anything, you don't charge much. It's like Stefan, our student in Switzerland. He had a number of people who were asking him for counseling. And he said, well, what should I charge her? And I said, well, what does a psychiatrist or psychologist charge? And he said, well, 400 to 500 francs an hour. And I said, well, then charge 400 francs an hour, you know. He said, well, why not five? And I said, well, charge five then. So he had a client who charged $400, 400 francs an hour. And the client heard that I was in town, and she wanted me to counsel with her too. And so he said, well, all right, I'll have you counsel with him. And she said, no, I want both of you. And he said, well, that's, you know, $400, 400 francs each. She said, that's okay. She says, what I want is what I want. And so she got both of us. And when she got both of us, she got such a good treatment, such a good program. So she didn't need us anymore. She didn't need anybody. She was on top of the world. She had accomplished what she wanted to accomplish. And this is, see, what do you got for sale? Sell it. But know your value. Now, if we had said 25 Swiss francs or 100 Swiss francs, she would have paid it. But nothing would happen because she didn't place the value on the counseling that she got. But when it was a good price, she paid it. It just so happened her husband was a wealthy Swiss architect, and she was able to handle those things quite comfortably. Now, are you ever asked to sell things? Are you ever asked to tell somebody what something is worth? And what do you say? Is your first thought, how much depreciation does it have? What did I pay for my Expedition when I bought it? What's it worth now? Well, it's worth at least the same price because the money has gone up in value, hasn't it? It's gone down in value. All right, then it's worth more. So if we paid, what do we pay, $40,000 for it? If we paid $40,000, we should get at least $80,000 for it. Now, if we put the price of $80,000 on, what do you think we'd get? We'd get maybe 60, which wouldn't be bad. So we'll sell both of our expeditions for 60. Now, we bought our beautiful motorhome, our Bounder motorhome, lovely motorhome, and it was on the market for, what was it, $165,000 or something like that. And Ellen and I went into the dealer. They were having a big sale going on. And we went into the dealer and we said, we'll take this one. He says, very good. And so Ellen says, 65, wasn't it? We'll give you 65 for it. And he said, no way, no way. And so we sat there in the motorhome, and then the salesman came back. Couldn't you raise it a little bit, you know? Nope, 65. He came back four times. How long were we there? Maybe an hour and a half, 2 hours, something. Well, we weren't in any rush. And so when the hit came to crunch, we got it for $65,000 from $165,000 or whatever it was. Now, that's a big, big change, isn't it? We saved $100,000. Hey, we went out and had a party. But we saved $100,000, and it was a very nice motorhome. And we had it for how many years? 8 years at least. And 7 years. We had it for 7 years, and we used it driving all over the United States and just having a good time with it. We more than made our money off of it because we were ready to buy when it was at our price, and we sold it at our price. Always be ready, and always be ready when people want to know what something is worth. But there are some things that have no value, some things that you cannot buy. Can I buy your morals? Can I buy your principles? Can I buy your values? Can I buy the things that you hold treasured and dear? People say, I got a house full of everything. Everything's for sale except my wife. And if the price is right, you can have my wife. But no, everything's for sale except my wife. And why? Why would that be? Why would that be? That would be because that's the way to do it. That's the way to do it. Be open and receptive. You can always say no. You can always say no. And be aware that you do say no. Whenever there's something you don't want to participate in, be ready to say no. Your values are never for sale. Your principles are never for sale. Because if you sell them, like, the devil wants your soul. You know, he'll give you everything for your soul. Well, what's he going to do with your soul? What he's doing with your soul is, according to the idea, the concept, when he has your soul, that's the end of your life. You no longer are a unique individual. You no longer live with immortality. This will be the end. You'll have a good long life, but it'll be the end. And really, there's more truth to that than we know.
Mm-hmm.
There's more truth to that than we know. The Divine Comedy is not as strange as it may seem, because the events that they tell about in there are the events that a lot of people go through in their mind because they sold out too cheap. They sold their values. And as soon as they sold their values, they went into the Divine Comedy program. But of course, Paradiso was there too, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
So we mustn't forget that. Think about this and remember that you have today to live with. And if what you're doing today is not your finest and your best, then tomorrow doesn't matter. Because you won't like yourself any better than you did today. So have a wonderful day and like yourself by saying, I like me, I like me, I like me. I love you.
Love you.
I love you.
Love you.
I love you.